Well, after a wild week of trade this week, there's plenty of data out to keep an eye on to see how markets will perform next week as well. This is the top five for next week in no particular order. We have number one, the US-China trade situation. Of course, the trade talks of note have been happening this week, but the ramifications certainly could be felt next week and onwards. If there is a deal or if some partial deal can be agreed to by both countries, that certainly will be seen as a positive, and that could see markets rally. Markets have rallied just on the expectations or hopes that there could be some kind of deal to happen. So next week as well, of note, on the October 15th will be the day that the US will be imposing further tariffs as well on $250 billion worth of Chinese goods. That goes from 25% up to 30%. Secondly, we have Chinese data coming out as well on Monday. Some key data out of the world's second largest economy. That's the trade and inflation figures, certainly key items in terms of the health of the economy, how it's performing. And on Friday will be economic growth for the September quarter. These are all important in terms of how Chinese economy is responding to the ongoing trade war, and are expected to slow as well from previous readings. At number three, we have US data, quite fittingly as well, and earnings coming out of the United States. So the focus for US data will be on retail sales spending and also industrial production, which is in the manufacturing side of things. Both, again, key areas as to the performance of the economy with this ongoing trade war. And then some quarterly earnings out of the United States, some of the major banks, really the highlights there. We look at our own local company quarterly updates, and a lot of them will be coming through from resource companies, miners and energy companies, the likes of BHP, South 32, Santos and Woodside Petroleum all releasing quarterly updates. The Bank of Queensland also coming out with its full year results next Thursday as well. A number of companies, also high profile companies, releasing or coming out with their holding AGMs. The likes of CBA, CSL, Treasury Wine, and also Telstra next week holding their AGMs. And lastly, we have our local unemployment data to keep an eye on as well. The RBA certainly keeps a close eye on the performance of the jobs market. And for the month of September, an expectation of around 20,000 jobs to be added, unemployment to hold at 5.3%. The CBA doesn't expect another rate cut until February of next year. Hope you have a great week.